FM 90.3 WJTL. Chris Tomlin, Nobody Loves Me Like You. Yes, nobody does love us like Jesus loves us. Never Too Late by Cutlass and Apollo LTD on the way up. Good morning. Your time is 7:22. You're hanging out with Annie and Mindy.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, showers and thunderstorms ahead of us on your Thursday. Our high today around 84. Tonight, continuing that precipitation overnight, a low 71. Friday, mostly sunny, a high 86. Saturday and Sunday, clear of rain. Highs in the mid-80s, sunny skies. It's going to be a beautiful summery weekend ahead of you. Current temperature is 75 degrees in Lancaster.
And it's vacation Bible school season. There's a complete list of VBS opportunities, ways you can serve. That's at the events page at WJTL.com. Check out to see opportunities in your area. You can also check out other events going on. You can post your very own event at the events tab at WJTL.com. We're having such a good time here, sipping on coffee and hanging out with the crew from Landisville Camp Meeting. We're joined by Janice Dolsfis and Dr. Gary Wright. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
We're so happy to have you guys with us on this turning out to be a little bit of a rainy day here, but that's okay. We have sunshine in our heart.
That's right.
Dr. Gary, people that don't know about Camp Meeting, can you tell us once again what it is? How did it start and a little bit of the history?
Okay. Camp Meeting came out of an absolute need for people to be able to worship God under the new covenant, which is a covenant of grace. Mm-hmm. So they needed to get out of those churches that were still under the law, under the old covenant, you know, teaching condemnation and judgment. So they needed to worship in a free environment. So what they did was they developed these camp meetings where they would come and spend 2 weeks. They would set up tents. They would sleep in sleeping bags. They would bring their families. They would come by train and carriage. And they would hang out, and they would worship the Lord. They would listen to teachings. They would listen to preaching. Preaching would be all day long.
Wow.
You would have a person that would preach for 2 hours, and then he would be done. Then the next person would get up there and start preaching again. Now, I don't know whether people would want to sit under that kind of a thing today, but that's the history of it. And so camp meetings, a lot of them have closed down. 1801, so that's like over like 218 years ago. Camp Meeting Landisville is about 150 years. So there's
that's
like 60
crazy.
Years that the Camp Meeting was enforced before Camp Meeting in Landisville was opened up.
So it's pretty historical for sure.
Very historical. And they used to do 2 weeks, and then now we only do 1 week. And instead of the tents, we have cottages.
So,
and there's about 50 to 60 cottages there. And you have to be a member of the campground to own one of the cottages.
Okay.
But I could come. You, if I wasn't
anybody,
a member?
Yeah, the gate is open. Anyone can come. We have programs through the year also. But as far as Camp Meeting Week goes, I mean, it's just like a full-time event. People are there living. People are coming in and out. And it's just like stepping back into time, but worshiping in the present day.
And now, Jenna, when is your next one coming up? It's just around the corner.
It starts this Sunday. This is our 149th year. It's from Sunday to Sunday, July 14th through the 21st.
And you have worship, and I understand you have some local guest speakers coming in to give the word.
Yeah, we do have a lot of local guest speakers, including some of our own Camp Meeting members. And we also have a local pastor, Sam Smooker, next Friday and Saturday night from Worship Center. Mark and Abby King from Lord's House of Prayer.
Wow.
And our one out-of-town guest, his name is Scott McNamara. He's an Irish man who just moved to Washington State, and he is coming. His ministry is called Jesus at the Door, and his website's jesusatthedoor.com. And he's really hits home on evangelism. And so he's actually going to be there Tuesday and Wednesday. He'll at 11 a.m. He'll be teaching us. He'll be actually doing the training.
Okay.
That's how he does his evangelism. And then in the evenings, he'll actually be doing the ministry.
And I understand, Jenna, in the evenings, you guys have VBS.
We do. Monday through Friday, there is VBS for kids ages 4 to 10, and it starts at 6:45 to 8:45 p.m. So parents, bring your kids, and then come on down to the tabernacle and join us for worship and
I love all the different
service.
Ages that are going to be there hanging out and worshiping and hearing God's word being taught. And what are the times, Dr. Gary? Is it just all day, morning till evening?
Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock, 8:30. Was it 8:30? Yeah. There's a deed holder testimonial time. So we sit in the tabernacle, and some of the deed holders will get up and they'll give testimony basically of you know, where they came from, why they're in the campground. At 11 o'clock, there's teaching from 11 to 12, And at 7 o'clock is the evening service. Now, the evening service goes Sunday to Sunday.
Okay.
But the full week event is Monday through Friday.
And you guys are located at 201 Church Street, right in Landisville, right up the road from us.
Right up the road.
And if people want information, is there somewhere they can go to look for some specific details?
Yep, LandisvilleCampMeeting.org.
Dr. Gary Wright, good luck on the birth of another grandchild. Any moment here.
Yes, Poppy. Viola May, welcome.
Let us know. And Jana, so good to have you.
Congratulations, Yaya.
Thank you. Yaya, exactly. So good to have you here. Blessings to your piano playing and leading worship.
Thank you very
much. God, guys, may God move and may he breathe life into this week's camp meeting. So thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing us to share this on your platform.
We love having you guys.
We love WJTL.
Your time is 7:28, and let's get back to some tunes, shall we? I'm going to be bringing you Brian Campbell with Born Again.